بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من أحب أن يبسط له في رزقه وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. متفق عليه. Continuing with the chapter on showing kindness to parents and maintaining family ties, today's hadith, Hazrat Anas رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who desires an expansion in his sustenance and an extension in his life should maintain his ties of kinship. What a beautiful hadith. Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif mentions this hadith. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one who desires an expansion in his sustenance and an extension in his life should maintain ties of kinship. Ulama explain that this extension of life, what is meant by that? As we all know that everyone comes into this world, Allah Ta'ala has predetermined his life, that his life will, he'll be here for a certain amount of time. So what is meant by extension of life? Ulama give the example or the understanding is that in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, it's preordained. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware that what this person will love, that knowledge, etc. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. But what this person can achieve in that life that Allah Ta'ala has given him, whether it is a short life, he sometimes, if he's living for 30 years, for example, 40 years, and he passes away, we say such a young man. But what he can achieve in the 40 years is like what a person would normally achieve in 60 years, 70 years, sometimes in 80 years, he can't achieve that much. So Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat in his life. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the life itself, the number of years, Allah Ta'ala will increase it. According to our knowledge, or according to what we can see, Allah Ta'ala will increase it. But in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, it is fixed. But what he can achieve and the barakat he'll achieve in that time, it's surprising how much a person will achieve in that short period. Allah Ta'ala will give so much of barakat in whatever he does, so much he'll achieve in that short period of time. And this is what we really want. We want barakat. There's no point in having a long life and there's no barakat in it. And having a long life and it's full of guna and sin, rather a person live a short life, but a life that is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this hadith is teaching us something very important. That person that loves, that his rizq be increased for him, and his life also should be extended, as we explained, that Allah Ta'ala give him a long life, one explanation, or the other explanation is, even if Allah Ta'ala has ordained a short life for him, but Allah Ta'ala will give the tawfiq of having barakat, Allah Ta'ala will grant him barakat in that period, then all he should do, a simple recipe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving us, فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِيمًا, maintain family ties. And if you look at these two things are really what motivates people. The first is that a person is waking up in the morning, he's going to work, he's working hard, he's chasing, the whole world is going around, as they say, is because of this wealth. So this is one of the first things. And the other thing is why people are moving and people are in harakat and why hospitals are coming up and why clinics are coming up and why people pharmacists are in operation. And so the whole health department is in operation is because of the second part of the hadith. Person would like an extension in his life. Even a man who's 70 years old and now he falls sick, you'll find that he's put onto the ventilator just to try and get a few hours more, get a few days more, get a few weeks more for this person. It doesn't matter what age. But everyone wants to live longer. So these two things everyone wants. Everyone wants that barakat. Everyone wants that expansion in his sustenance. And everyone wants to live longer. So here Rasulullah sallallahu is telling us in one small, in two words he's telling us that this is the recipe for what you're looking for. This is the recipe for what is making the whole world go wrong. What? Fal yasil rahima, maintain family ties. As simple as that, it's written in the kitabs. Ulama explained that one of the biggest causes, or the biggest cause of a person getting tangi in his risk. Tangi in his risk means a person's risk and rosy becoming constrained, becoming difficult, can't make ends meet, he can't come out at the end of the month. One of the biggest reasons is a person is neglecting family ties. So this is something which is very, very important. And we should never think that people that are wealthy, people that have got a lot, it doesn't matter how they're getting it, but they got a lot, they are happy. And when you meet people like this, sometimes you meet them multi-millionaires, but they're in such worries and such depression and such sadness. Sometimes they're getting pressure from the children, sometimes they're getting pressure from the wife, sometimes they're getting pressure from the in-laws, sometimes it's the staff, sometimes it's one business partner, or sometimes one customer or supplier is taking them to court, but all the time there's problems. The person doesn't want wealth like that. Therefore, wealth is a thing when a person makes dua for and a person works also. He should have this in his mind, oh Allah, give me sufficient so that I got enough that I need, I'm sufficient, my mind is at ease, I can focus on what I do. It mustn't just be a calculation or just chasing numbers all the time. A person is trying to estimate what he wants to earn and chasing all the time, because this is not what is required. So this hadith is so beautiful that often we find that people are fighting because of this wealth. People are fighting with their brothers, family members are fighting, people that are inheriting, they are fighting. Nobody is fighting because he wants to give the other more. Everyone is fighting because he wants to receive more. But the hadith is actually teaching us, if you give more with the niyat of maintaining family ties, then Allah Ta'ala will give you more. Because the hadith, the word is used, يُبْسَطَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِ بَسَطَ يَبْسُطْ يَا means to increase. Allah Ta'ala will cause an expansion, Allah Ta'ala will cause an increase in his sustenance. All he did was at that time when there was a dispute, he said, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I'm going to maintain family ties, and I'll even give up what right is due to me. Never mind, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And how many people are like that? And they are gave it up, and Allah Ta'ala gave them millions and much, much more after that. Allah Ta'ala had given it to them. Or if he didn't give it to them in numbers, he gave it to them in the happiness. And those people that thought they are taking a lot, they're taking more at that time, and they cut off that family ties. Later on, it came with such a deluge of problems. This problem and that problem, and different type of problems. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So therefore, one dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make for his family, some dua is very important for us to keep in mind. That it's not about chasing the numbers and getting extra. It's about having this sukoon and itminan, and just sufficient so that the person can remain on course. Otherwise, wealth can be a very great deception to take a person off course. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. Allahumma ja'al رزق آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قوتا وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that oh Allah Ta'ala make the rizq, make the rozi, make the sustenance of the family of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم just sufficient. Because the man has got sufficient, then he doesn't look to see what I must do with the extra. But the man has got extra, now he's thinking, where can I use this extra? Which holiday can I go for? Which destination can I go for? What I can do differently? I got all this extra money. The temptation is there to do something different. A man who's got enough, he's got a direction. I don't have that extra money to play around with. I rather do what I need to do. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.